I'm finding that a lot of folks out there are in limbo land. They've put in their applications through what they often think is a black hole of whitehouse.gov or change.gov, which is what it was called back in the transition time. And they're waiting to hear, and that's in part because the administration hasn't filled senior-level positions yet, and those senior-level people get deference and choice on how many positions under them they will fill. So there's a backlog, and there's just a volume of applications. There's a confluence of factors going on.
So is this a level of frustration that it would actually turn people off to becoming part of the administration or even members of the federal government? Or are they in a position, the people who are applying, did you find if they are in a position where they kind of have to hurry up and wait?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things like so many complicated things. It's mixed. I mean, on the one hand, yes, you are definitely finding some backlash. People who are getting angry and frustrated. They put in all this time and they're not being dealt with quickly enough. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of, and on that front, you're dealing with a lot of generational factors at play too. We're talking about a group of young people who are used to applying for college, applying for grad school, having deadlines, being able to call somebody at an office to find out where their application is. They're accustomed to achieving and accomplishing things on a regular, cycle, basically. And this is not like that. I mean, they throw their applications into this sort of pit, and they don't know what's going on. But on the other hand, you have a lot of people who, like the characters in my story that I wrote for the Washington Post, who are more than happy to wait, and they see it as something worth waiting for, and they want to serve, and they want to do it. They want to make it right. They want to do it right.
You know, no matter what level position you are applying for in the federal government, the whole process can be mysterious if you're not familiar with it, compared to the private sector, of course.
Yeah.
Historically, in applying for, say, these types of positions, is this common? Is it unusual to have this sort of wait and this many people waiting?
It's not unusual for there to be a wait. When I spoke with Clay Johnson, who ran the personnel committee for the Bush administration and during his first 2 years in office back in 00, he told me that there was a long wait, but he did say that that this is unusual because of the applications, because of the volume of applications, and especially because in compounding factors is you've got a lot of jobless and older, more senior people out there who are experienced also flooding the gates as well. So you have those factors as well, making it making it more unusual than normal, I guess. So it's not unusual that you wait, but it's just a little tougher this time around.
Did you find that there are any specific skills or any particular mindsets that they're looking for? I mean, anything out there that might give some of these applicants an edge?
Well, I think working on the campaign does give them an edge. There was a few, the few people that I spoke with in my story, two of them were actual field directors or deputy field directors for the campaign, Kristen Psaki and Nolan Chambliss. And the third character in the story was a woman named Melanie Matthews. And Melanie was just a volunteer. She currently has a job right now, but she'd like to work for the administration. These are folks who, worked on the campaign in some capacity, and they've got contacts. They know, and the White House or senior folks know how they work. But you don't necessarily need to work for the campaign. I mean, a lot of folks out there have worked, come from Teach for America, nonprofits. They've got specific policy skills. They worked on various House or Senate committees or in personal offices in Congress. So all those factors help. And if you have policy experience, that certainly does help in a big way.
It seems like with this pool of talented people who are waiting for the opportunity to be chosen, private sector could somehow tap into that, like government contractors. Have they taken advantage of this?
I don't know for sure about that. I do know that government contractors have been hiring, they've been hiring with relative ease, I think, in recent months. Everybody's hard hit. I mean, Melanie does work for a contractor, and she was able to find her job. She's been able to sort of move around and find jobs easily. And I've talked to other folks who've been able to get contracting jobs with a bit more ease than normal, or a bit more ease than other folks. But the private sector could tap into it. I mean, the disadvantage is that they probably will have to pay more than the public sector. So who knows? Obama has inspired all this younger generation to get into public service, and he has, gotten that drive. I mean, he was over in Europe talking to, Europeans and talking about this younger generation, how it's going to change and transform things. But the paradox or the problem is that you know, at least in the United States, and at least for his purposes, it's hard to get those jobs, and it's become competitive. It's quite competitive, in fact. So that's sort of the larger issue going on here, which is interesting.